I mentioned earlier, we are on Facebook, of course. Also, follow us on Twitter at KAR Current State, and you can email us anytime, currentstate@wkar.org. Glad you're along here for Monday. With summer upon us, more of us will be spending more time outdoors, some of it in Michigan's deep woods. Smart campers, hikers, and bushwhackers know that a tick check might be in order after some time in the wild. Ticks are known carriers of Lyme disease, an affliction that's widespread throughout the eastern United States. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources now calls Lyme disease an emerging disease in our state. Chicago-based Dr. Cass Ingram knows firsthand about seriousness associated with Lyme disease. He personally suffered a painful bout with the affliction, but has since recovered. Dr. Ingram is a nutritional physician and author of over 20 books on natural healing. His newest book, The Lyme Disease Cure, addresses the prevention and care of Lyme disease through natural medicines and herbal treatments. WKAR's Peter Wharf phoned Dr. Cass Ingram last week to discuss the nature, prevention, and treatment of Lyme disease.
It's a tick-borne disease by a bacteria that's a corkscrew pathogen. I mean, the thing just digs in. Once the tick injects it, it can burrow in, then it ends up getting in the blood and then disseminates. It's a disease that is because of this corkscrew germ. You know, it invades, like, the brain, spinal cord, the nerves, the bones, the joints, the cartilage, the muscles, the organs. It causes disease. But the big thing is the neurological symptoms, right? The fibromyalgia type stuff, the feeling rotten, and the joints, the Lyme joints.
So those are some of the symptoms that you've described. How long does it take, Dr. Ingram, from the bite until you start feeling some of these symptoms?
A lot of times, 48 hours to 72 hours. 72 is a pretty good span where it starts to get into the internal organs. Easily it can get into the brain by that point. The joints, though, that's kind of late. Sometimes it'll happen the first week, second week. But then it can happen 5 years later, 2 years later, 6 months later. All of a sudden, you can't use your knee. This could happen 2 weeks after a tick bite. All of a sudden, your ankle, you can't walk on it. All of a sudden, your elbow is swollen like a synovitis. Even it gets impossible to move it well. Or you wake up in the morning and your deltoids are aching like crazy, your shoulders. Who's going to think it's Lyme most of the time?
Yeah.
So it's a lot more common in your area than is recognized.
You've referred to ways that this can be a mimicking disease as well. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, when I got the Lyme, I just felt rotten. And so that's kind of like flu, but this was in August. Who gets the flu? And then I got a headache. And so it mimicked, with a tight band around the head, it mimicked like migraine, throbbing, pounding. It mimicked encephalitis, meningitis. But an astute physician might have picked up that I was in the scrubby bush in Wisconsin. I didn't see the bullseye rash until it was almost gone. I turned around. I couldn't figure out why I was burning alive, why my back was burning on fire. And there's the bullseye. But I could have been diagnosed and given anti-inflammatories because it went into my ankle, or I could have been given a shot for a migraine.
Right.
Now, it's a big mimic, so you could, right, not have that. You could go in and your face could be paralyzed. Bell's palsy. Well, if that happens in the summer, it's probably Lyme. MS symptoms, dizziness and nerves going not right, like numbness and numbness in the bottom of the feet. MS, visual disturbances, photophobia. Then you can have outright neurological, where you could go paralyzed on a side or from the chest down. You can't use half your body. And unless you're really astute, you won't think Lyme as a physician. But I'll tell you what, if you get Bell's palsy or you get paralysis or you get a sudden big weight-bearing joint that goes sour in the summer or spring, it's Lyme until proven otherwise.
This is Peter Wharf for Current State. I'm speaking with Dr. Cass Ingram about some of his personal experience with Lyme disease. He's the author of the recent book, The Lyme Disease Cure, also the author of more than 20 books on natural healing. Tell me about some of the natural healing aspects that you refer to in your new book, The Lyme Disease Cure. They involve things like oregano.
Right. I had to roll the dice because I was well into it. The antibiotics probably would have been a fizzle. By the way, I'm finding about 7 out of 10 times antibiotics kind of fizzle in people. I'm having a lot of success with my protocols now in Pennsylvania right now, where I gave some lectures. They're following the 5 or 6 herbal medicines I've taken myself, and we're talking cases that were hopeless, and they're coming back to us with, you know, 50% improvement, 40%, 70%. I've treated Lyme before. Tough cases, but the case I got was just about ready to check out. It was in my brain, spinal cord. There wasn't much medical therapy could do, and I had to rely on the sort of divine medicines, if you will, the natural things.
Dr. Ingram, can I ask you about the geography of Lyme disease and the ticks that cause it?
In the East Coast.
Right.
From above North Carolina all the way to upstate New York, dire, dire counties in Pennsylvania, in New Hampshire, in New Jersey and Massachusetts. In some places, parts of Massachusetts, 10% of the population have symptoms of Lyme, 1 of 10. And then, of course, Wisconsin, to a lesser degree, Minnesota, but it's there, and to a lesser degree, Michigan. But I'm going to not minimize Michigan. You got a lot of woods, a lot of scrub, a lot of people are coming down with Lyme. Doctors are not recognizing it, so your caseload is low because the doctors are saying it's not here. And it is there.
Yeah, you're talking about the East and then Wisconsin. Of course, it is in Michigan, too, but why is it an emerging disease and not...
Upstate Michigan is similar to Wisconsin.
Sure.
We don't know why Wisconsin has it so bad, but they've had uncontrolled deer quantities there. And you've got a lot of urban Michigan. It's going to be less there. But listen to this. 7 out of 10 Lyme disease cases occur within 70 yards of somebody's house. We're too unsuspecting. I'm sure a lot of people listening are saying, don't minimize it, Michigan, and I won't. You're not recognizing the symptoms. You're not picking it up. The doctors are diagnosing it as other things. You got it, too. And so for every one case that's diagnosed, there are 20 that are missed. CDC says there's 10 missed for every one.
Yeah.
No, more than that, 20, 30, 40.
What are the types of ticks to be concerned
about? Deer tick. In Wisconsin, 40, 50% of the deer ticks have it, but the nymph, the baby, you can't see it. It's the size of a poppy seed. But now... the wood ticks are starting to transmit Lyme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to have a high alertness in Michigan if you're having dogs, if there's deer, if you're in an area where there's wilderness. You just have to. And who wants to have any kind of a tick injecting anything? Now you have Powassan encephalitis, and then you have another one down in Bourbon, so-called disease, killed the guy in Kansas. We don't know. There was a guy in Massachusetts, who dropped dead in his garage from a heart attack, and they found out he had Lyme in his heart. That's what killed him.
You talked earlier about how you suffered terribly from Lyme disease. Is it possible to get it again after you've been infected?
Of course.
Yeah.
I'll be a little bit less more immune, but not much. Yeah, all I got to do is go out and not follow my protocol, because I'm in there deep doing the research and extractions, I'm bound to get a deer tick. But not now. I'll never go out there without the lighter colored clothes and the pullover. And then if I go into the deep thick like I was, I'm putting box tape on the interface of the sock and the pant leg.
Talk to me about prevention, Dr. Ingram. What are some of the things that people should know about and do?
Got to do it, people. If you're anywhere near where there's lots of dogs and there's some grass and there's some forest or even just some medium to tall grass and deer and stuff, you're going to go out there other than just a well-cropped lawn or something that you know is okay, but you're going to go out there anywhere. You got to dress right. You got to take the white shoes and the whiter socks. I do this now all the time. If I don't have white pants, I've got light-colored jeans. I pull the light-colored socks over the base of the jeans, and I wear a light-colored shirt if I have anything to do with scrub or bush or edges where the ticks could be. I know there are some zones that are safe where you may not have to do that, but in upstate Michigan, you need to do it, for example.
Right.
So then I use a tick repellent. See, I'm happy to go back into the wilderness again, finally, because of this tick repellent that's so effective. But by the time I do the clothes, and then I spray this herbal Protec-X, also known as herbal Tick-X, I think they're changing the name, Protec-X, you spray it on, and it's a big repellent. It's from juniper, bay leaf, oregano, lemongrass, rosemary oils. In fact, I had a tick on a dog, and I sprayed this repellent into the tick's body, and it killed the tick, and we were able to pull it out. We couldn't get it out of the dog until we sprayed it. And I captured a couple deer ticks and did an experiment indoors where I would spray the pant leg, and I would push the tick to go across the spray, and it refused to do it 12 times. Every time it escaped off the table.
You hear people say, don't pull the tick off. Is that true?
Yeah. Because you're going to squeeze the secretions and quadruple your risk for getting a bad case of Lyme. You have to quit the panic and take a flat-tipped long tweezers and slide it right at the base of the skin and the head interface and slowly pull it out if you can.
Dr. Ingram, is it a good idea to inspect after being out in the woods either with a mirror or a significant other?
Well, huge. Look yourself over, but get a significant other. Look that backside over. Carefully check. And you won't see the nymph very easily, but look for it anyway, size of a poppy seed. Then jump in the shower and throw your clothes into the hot drying once they wash, hot for an hour and a half. That's the only way you're going to get 1,000% protection.
Mm, straight into the dryer first.
Well, no, into the washer, but then you got to dry it for an hour and a half.
Oh, very good.
Under hot. The washer won't kill it. Yeah.
Mm. This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Dr. Cass Ingram about Lyme disease and his new book, The Lyme Disease Cure. He's the author of more than 20 books on natural healing. Dr. Ingram, thanks very much for the conversation.
You bet. Bye now.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.